A sports great is calling it quits tonight. Abby Wambach is retiring after playing her final match for the U.S. Women's National Soccer Team. Feels strange just thinking about it. Wambach joined the squad back in 2001, and since then she's won nearly every accolade there is in women's soccer. Joanne Gerstner is a sports writer who's followed Wambach through the years.
Abby Wambach is an amazing soccer player, period. You don't have to put a gender with it. She is the number one scorer international play for male or female. And more importantly, for the U.S. game, she has served as kind of a transition from the initial group of women that put soccer on the map of the Julie Foudies, the Mia Hamms, to now the current group, where we have Sydney LaRue. And Abby had her own unique style. I mean, it's going to be very, very hard for the U.S. to find another player to, say, plug into her position that will be the next Abby Wambach.
What made her so distinct among the many talented soccer players in the U.S.?
Well, she's 5'11", so that right there made her sometimes a good 10 inches taller than some of the people she was playing against. So she brought an acrobatic aerial game to the U.S. Basically, they knew they could kick it up high, and she'd go get it, almost like a basketball player dunking. She was just strong. She could not be moved. She was aggressive. She was fast. She was kind of the first complete, quote, big girl player that was out there. More importantly, Abby saw the field and set up her teammates beautifully. So the U.S. could use her as a weapon to score, but also as a weapon to deflect.
What moment will you remember the most about her career?
Probably for me, the one that I'm going to take with me, and I was lucky enough to see in person, was the 2011 Women's World Cup in Germany. It was in Dresden, and the U.S. was losing 2-1 in the quarterfinals against Brazil. And time was ticking down. It's kind of like, whoa, this might be when Brazil breaks through and finally beats the U.S. And literally, with like about 10 seconds left, they sent a screamer into the box. Wambach perfectly headed it, the ball in and tied the game. The U.S. went on to win. And it was just literally watching Brazil's spirit get broken. And Abby's play was just clinically, technically perfect in every way. And it was a joy to watch.
I just watched that before we recorded this interview, and the place just goes bananas. The announcers don't even know what to say.
It was chilling because it was kind of, especially for me as a sports journalist, I had to write a story, and I was like, okay, the U.S. lost. I'm thinking, wow, what does this mean for U.S. women's soccer, having come into this as the favorite to win the World Cup? And then, boom, Abby just changes the dynamic of the game. And truly, that was only a play that Abby Wambach could make because she used her height to basically get a technical advantage in the air over the defender and just completely nail that. It was a rocket. I mean, there was no way of stopping that goal. And it was like, bam, we're done.
Abby Wambach also stood up for women's soccer. She even filed a lawsuit against FIFA for forcing the women to play on AstroTurf at the most recent World Cup.
Yeah, she's been very, very intelligent about using her status within global soccer to advocate. Like, wait a second, the men are never forced to play on turf, but suddenly the Women's World Cup this year was on turf in every stadium. So she's been very smart in using her voice as an advocate for the women's game. And also, hello, it's a rule. The women should not be playing on a different surface than the men.
Please tell me that she gets to play on grass tonight for her final match.
It's in the Superdome. No.
Oh, dear.
I know. Most of this tour, I mean, they played at Ford Field here in Detroit. They've played in other places, and it's pretty much always been on artificial turf. And, yeah, I'm not on team turf. Bring me some grass, please.
Writer and sports journalist Joanne Gerstner, thanks for speaking with us.
Absolutely. Thank you.